Today's passage is Romans 13, verses 11 through 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
Francis had to step out, and Tommy and Guy are getting her to the hospital. So I just want to ask that you be in prayer for Frances Rochelle. She was not feeling well, and that's why you didn't find me sitting down front, because a number of folks stepped out to make sure that she was okay and make sure that she got taken care of. So please be in prayer for her right now as they're taking her to the ER to find out what's going on for her. She said that she felt faint and did not feel well. So be lifting her up. So let's stop for a moment and just pray for her. Lord, we come to you right now on behalf of our sister Fran. And we ask, Lord, that you would do a mighty work in the midst of her body. And I pray that as she gets to the hospital, that the doctors will be able to determine quickly what's going on for her. And we pray, Lord, that your healing hand would be upon her in a tremendous way. Touch her powerfully now that she might know your presence. And touch the doctors and nurses and all who will be taking care of her, that they might have your wisdom and your insight to know how to help her. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's time to wake up. Thank you, brother. At least there's one person awake here. I know that. It's time to wake up. It's time to get up, and it's time to understand and know for sure that the kingdom of God is already here. Yes, we're preparing ourselves once again to accept the Christ child in a new way in the midst of our world, but it's time to wake up and know that the kingdom is already here. Jesus said that a number of times. He said, the kingdom is here. It's not something that you're going to walk into later as you die and move to heaven. The kingdom of God is already here. And it's time for the people of God to recognize that and to know that well. The time has come and God's kingdom is fully in this world already. It's already here. We look past it. We don't notice it at different times. We get so busy with other things we're unaware. But it's time to wake up, folks. It's time to know that God's kingdom is here. You see, we need to wake up and live this reality in a way that others will see it in us. If the kingdom of God is already here, we need to wake up and live this reality so that other people can see the kingdom of God in us. How will they ever see the kingdom of God when we don't look any different than them? When we don't act any different than them. When we do the same things that they do that we call wrong and bad and ugly. How will they know the kingdom of God? Think about that for a moment. Yes, I'm just like you. Let us not use that word. I dislike telemarketers. I dislike scam phone calls. But you know what? If I treat them the way my inside voice wants to treat them sometimes, How will they come to know the kingdom of God? Have you ever thought about that? How will they come to know the kingdom of God if I don't wake up and let the kingdom of God live through me so that other people can see it? If we don't look any different than the rest of the world, how will people know that the Christ child makes a difference in our lives? Right? If we act the same way as the cashier does at Walmart, being uninterested on whether you get checked out or not, if we act the same way by ignoring folks around us and not reaching out when there's needs, if they see us in the midst of our families and our friends fighting and being disgusting and ugly with one another, how will they ever see the kingdom of God? How will they ever see it? It's time to wake up. It's already here. The kingdom of God is already here. Jesus Christ was born on this earth over 2,000 years ago. And yet, sometimes we act like it never happened. And then sometimes we act like we have never realized that fact. And we act no different than the people who don't know God. It's time to wake up. It's also time to put aside some things. There are many ways of being we need to take off and set aside. There are many ways of being that we need to take off and set aside. In this passage, as Paul writes to the church in Rome, he tells them, "So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, and not in dissension and jealousy." Let's take it off. Let's put it away. Let's be done with it. If we don't look any different than this world, how will people come to know the Christ child? Do you see what Paul's saying? Wake up, take these things off. Don't be that way anymore. Don't be people who talk behind people's backs. Don't be people who talk about folks in other places where they're not present. The good idea is if you can't say it to somebody else's face, you should not be saying it at all. Right? It's not about stealing. It's not about grabbing the most that you can. It's not about getting everything that you can. There is no verse in the Bible that says he who dies with the most toys wins. It's not there. You can search for it all you want. Jesus says, let those things go. In the Sermon on the Mount, he says, don't even worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about where you're going to live. Worry about the kingdom of God. That's what he really says. Worry about the kingdom of God. Worry about what God wants in this world. What do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, what? Thy will be done where? Are we working on that? Are we working on bringing the kingdom of God into the midst of this world as you're at work tomorrow? As you go to Walmart, as you go to Food Lion, as you go to Tractor Supply or Rural King, as you go anywhere, are you working on bringing the kingdom of God into the midst of this world? As you go to a restaurant, are you working on bringing the kingdom of God to the waiter or waitress that you have? Or are you more upset because your food's late? Should have been here by now. How do you know what's going on in the kitchen? How do you know where people's hearts are? Maybe they just got some incredibly tragic news, and it's really hard for them to work at this moment. What would happen if you brought the kingdom of God to them? What would happen if you gave them a tip like you never have given a tip before? Might it help them to see something? What would happen if you brought the Christ child right into the midst of a conversation at work? You see, there's some things to take off. Things that we're worried about, that we're concerned about, that I don't know how this is going to happen or how that's going to go. I don't know about my health and whether I'll... Can you reach out with the kingdom of God, though? Because look at how Paul finishes this passage. In verse 14, he says, "Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." You see, it's time to put on the fullness of Jesus Christ and to allow them to see that what the kingdom of God is like. It's time to put on the fullness of Jesus Christ. Paul gives us this image of take these clothes off and put these clothes on. What would it be like if people only saw Jesus Christ through you? Would that change our world? Would that change our world that at each and every moment, all they saw shining out of you was Jesus Christ? Not the same form of ugliness that they showed to the world. But what if we overpowered people with the love of Jesus Christ? A love that God said, "I love you so, so much that I'll give you a new lifestyle to wear, a new lifestyle to be part of, a new lifestyle to shine out of you into the midst of this world that it might change people and change their hearts." I've shared with you before, why did I come to Christ? Because three guys showed me what Christ looked like. They didn't invite me to church. They showed me what Jesus Christ looked like. They took off that old, what the world shows everybody, and they put on Jesus Christ. And at every moment, that's what they showed me. They never showed me any ugliness. They never showed me any jealousy. They never were part of debauchery, whatever that might be. But we know, don't we? We also know that, oh, I've never been a debaucherous person. Have we? Are we full of humility and kindness? Are we full of the incredible love that God has for this world? Every person you will see today is loved by God. Every person. No matter whether they treat you right or not, God loves them. Can you put on Jesus Christ and show them that love? Because you see, the kingdom of God's already here. I'm asking you to give some serious thought to this. Are you willing to wake up, set aside, and put on Jesus Christ so that this world can see the kingdom of God? Are you willing to wake up? Do I need to say that louder? Somebody informed me this morning I might need to say it louder, because one of their new revolutions is to stop drinking caffeine. So wake up. The kingdom of God's already here. That's what we're celebrating. The kingdom of God is already here. Wake up. Set aside the ways of the world and put on Jesus Christ so that this world knows what this table is about. Do you know how many people in this world have no idea what this table stands for? Millions. Millions of people have no idea what we're getting ready to do. And when the first church got together to celebrate communion, you know what they talked about? I don't know about them people that call themselves Christians. They sound like a bunch of cannibals. Because they get together and eat somebody's body and drink somebody's blood. You see, people don't understand this table. And I'm willing to say I don't fully understand it either. Because an incredible sacrifice was made on my behalf and upon your behalf. An incredible sacrifice that starts with a Christ child. Think about that. This sacrifice starts this way, with a little baby. God chooses to come into this world as a little baby. That's absolutely incredible. That's how much God loves us. God says, I'll come into the world and you will need to take care of me. Think about that. God comes into our world and says, you will need to take care of me, but one day I will take care of you. That's what this table means. And the majority of our world has no idea about that. It's time to wake up. It's time to set things aside. And yes, it's time to put on Jesus Christ. In the incredible fullness of the kingdom of God, so that this world can see that. Let us pray. Lord, it's hard for us to fully understand what you've done for us. So right now, Lord, we search our hearts. And we pray that you would help us to identify all the things that need to be set aside. Please, Lord. So that we might take in the fullness of Jesus Christ and what you've done for us. That we might know the richness and the deepness of that. So that this world can see something different through us than what they see through everybody else. Help us as we partake of this meal now, that we might realize in a deeper way today what you've done for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.